Kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Red. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight. I'd like to thank you all for joining us. I hope you all are having a fantastic evening. Also co-hosting with us tonight is the famous Mr. Paul from Minnesota. Hi, Paul.
What's happening? Hi, everyone.
And we also have the sweet, the sassy, the one and only Portuguese princess herself. She'll be our host for the evening on Manic Monday. Hi, Michelle. How are you, Miss Michelle Costa?
Well, hello, everybody. I am live on location from Ogunquit, Maine. And I'll be doing a show live here tonight. Me and the Lobster Man. The Lobster sitting right next to me. He's going to be talking a little later.
The Lobster.
The Lobster. Well, I think I ate him last night, but we'll just pretend like there's a lobster next to me. And it's not true, people. They do not scream when they go in the pot. I promise. That's a myth. It's a myth. Don't believe what people tell you. They don't feel a thing. No, they don't. We went to this place called the Lobster Pound. And you're seated at a table, and they give you this number, and they ask you to leave the restaurant and go outside, and there's a gigantic tank of all lobsters, and you actually pick your own lobster that you're going to eat. So I ate Homer last night.
You ate Homer?
Yes, I did. And Homer was very tasty, especially with melted butter all on top of him.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
Ben, Boom Boom Ben is in the chat room. He said, oh, my God, I just left work in Cape Ned, and then there's asterisks. Is it like Ned Dick or something? Who knows?
Maybe.
Anyway, he said, which is just below where you are. I can't pronounce.
Oh, Ogunquit. Ogunquit,
yeah.
A pretty interesting name, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This little town is so cool. It's right on the water. It has like one of those old historic feels to it, where it's like that old little town. It's got the little cute, quaint shops, you know, and it's just awesome. It's beautiful here. I also went to York Beach today. And I went to Portland, Maine, and, you know, they have the old cobblestone roads. It kind of reminded me of Portugal. So it's been a great time, and I'm just having fun, you know, a little vacation. I needed it. Even though I just came back from Portugal, I need a vacation from that.
Well, you need a vacation from that vacation.
Yeah, I need a vacation from that, and then I'm going to need one from this one, you know. That's just the way it goes. That would be Vegas, and then, geez, I'm going to need, like, a month to recuperate.
There you go.
So how are you guys doing? How are you guys enjoying the week of Big Brother? I'm not enjoying it. I am not a happy camper. I am not happy, but let's hope and pray that Danny can flip some votes and stay in the house, because we all know, spoiler alert.
It sounds like Shelly's flipping.
Oh, I hope. I mean, we know Jeff used the power veto and took Portia out. So you know that when the HOH is using the POV, changing his own nominations, I smell an attempt at a backdooring. I've seen it before. I've been there. I know. And this is a time where you just, you know, tell everybody what they want to hear and just hope that they vote for you and then turn your back on them once they do. But let's hope that, you know, Danny didn't spend her birthday week there just to go and see Brendan for a week alone. Let's hope not, because I'm sure Brendan will be a happy camper to see her. I don't know if that's the same vice versa.
Yeah,
I want to say what's up to everybody in the chat room. What do you think?
Have you heard
everything?
The other rumor that's going on in the house?
No, what?
There's rumor that Rachel might be preggers.
Wait. Tell me more.
Apparently she's 2 weeks late and has asked the diary room for a pregger test.
Really? And do we know if she took the Prego test?
I have not heard anything like that yet. But can you imagine?
Oh, my God. A BB baby. That was...
She'll probably name it America!
Spooky! America's player! Well, wasn't that interesting?
Spooky!
So does that mean they were having sex in the house? Oh, my God. I don't believe
that.
Can you
imagine?
No way. This is a family-rated show. I cannot imagine. Oh, wait, that's right. I was in the house with Ollie and April, so that was interesting.
Anne Marie says not. She has her period. So
oh,
I don't
she
know.
Does. Holy cow. But you know what? You can be pregnant and have that, too. So I've seen it happen before. You know, like, they have those shows that says, I did not know I was pregnant. And then they just think they have to go to the bathroom, like, really bad. And pop, goes the baby.
I will never understand that. Of course, I'm not a woman, but I have never understood. You don't feel the baby kicking? You don't? I mean, oh, come on.
Yeah, and like, what about your stomach? It's got to be like, you know, get hard, and it has to get big where somebody's like, okay, there's a difference between putting on a couple pounds because you ate a whole bag of potato chips, and then you ate Twinkies, and then you ate devil dogs, and then you just, you know, kept going. But to be pregnant, it's a totally different thing. How do people not know? How do the women themselves not know? And how do their friends and family not know? I mean, they got to, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. Do you just believe that, or do you think that people just try to, like, hide it and use the story that they didn't know?
Yeah, I don't get that either. I don't understand that one. Would you like to bring up some callers and talk
Let's
to some
do that,
people?
Because I want to find out what people are thinking about, you know, Jeff using the POV and all that crazy stuff, and maybe even if they think that there's going to be a baby born or a BB baby.
Okay. Let's see what Kansas has to say. Hi, Kansas. How are you? You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
What's going on, Kansas?
Oh, Michelle, I'm so sad right now. My computer's down, and I was wanting to hear if Jeff used the POV, which I had a big fear he was going to. I'm so sad right now, you guys.
Me too, Candace. I'm with you. I'm on your side boat too.
I know.
Why can't you just leave him? Let it be.
I know. I mean, come on. The one that should be going is Kalia.
I agree.
Totally. And this was Danny's. Oh, you guys, what a horrible birthday for Danny.
Yeah.
Did they even give her a cake? I don't get the live feed, so I
don't
really know everything. Did they give her a cake or do anything nice for her?
I don't think they did.
Oh.
Let's bring up Anne Marie. She watches live feeds, and I think she would know.
I think Kalia made her a cake.
Did she?
Anne Marie?
Hello?
Yeah, I think so.
Hi.
You're on the Rad Reality Show, Anne Marie. How are you doing?
I'm aggravated totally, girls, on a different reason. I'm sorry Danny got put up. I wish he would have trusted us. Because
right, but do you know about her birthday, whether she... What
she had brownies, they had a party. The
family, they did have a party? I was hoping they'd have a party for her.
They had a party for her. They were able to eat for an hour.
Oh, okay.
For an hour.
So they made her a brownie cake? Yummy.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. And then she took some of the brownies and hid them for just her Porsche. And, you know, as much as you feel bad, these girls have been super mean. I know you people don't like Rachel, but Shelly is gone. The other girls eat young, whatever. Shelly is just so terrible.
Yeah, so I agree with you, Anne Marie.
Oh, my God, I'm so upset with this woman.
Yes,
I mean,
me
an
too.
Example. And if you go on Big Brother Blogger, you know, she's made it up in the business world. I haven't slept. I've been watching it, and I'm driving my family crazy. I was saying, is he going to put her up? Because I wanted to wait. I was hoping he would trust Danielle. But he didn't, so there was, you know, I guess.
But she didn't put them up.
Yeah, but Brendan was her main target.
Right.
I mean, we've been watching the show for years, but Michelle, she is such. I know you love the game and all this, but everyone says, well, she's lying. That's Big Brother. She's super mean. Rachel hasn't been doing anything this weekend. That was a made up story about her period. She said she was late. The girls are saying all sorts of mean things. It's almost like bullying in school. Rachel's trying to bite her tongue, and you wonder why our kids act like they do sometimes. I mean, they're being so mean, and Shelly just went right
in
with them being worse.
Yeah,
worse
I agree
than
with
all
you.
Of them. I'm telling you, you watch, and all of a sudden, your attitude about the game changes.
Yeah,
she's gone too far, and now
I'm hating this season, you guys. I really am. Hating
it. Shelly is flipping over to Danielle's side though today.
Shelly took Danielle's side, you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
She is flipping over to Danielle's side today.
Tell me.
She is trying to talk Adam into voting to keep Danielle. She's been out in the backyard working on him for the last few hours.
Because last night I heard her trying to work on Jordan to get her out.
Yeah, she's working on everybody.
Yes, that's Shelly's game.
I don't like her game. I mean, it's gone.
That's
is
why
horrible.
I knew that it was going to crumble for her like last week. Because
it's not crumbling.
She's got
new people.
Yeah, they were going to start sharing, comparing notes, and I was not surprised at all that Shelly was up on the block last week, and that people are starting to, you know, put their little notes together and figure out that Shelly's one that you need to really worry about.
Yeah, but Michelle, if Danny stays, let's say if she's able to get rid of Kalia, which I'd like to see Kalia go too, and Danny stays, Shelly's going to turn on Danny too. She's trying to get a final two deal with somebody. And, like, she's just lied to everybody, like Adam. She's not on his side either.
No.
She's not on Adam's side at all.
He was saying something lightheartedly, and then she went up to Jordan saying, Adam said something about me and the DR, and I'm not happy about it, and blew that up. It's like unbelievable what this woman is doing.
So what about last night when she was telling Jordan that Danielle's trying to turn them against her?
Oh, it's just, she's gone. Oh.
Well, this is the thing, like, they got to understand, when they go in the diary room, you're so paranoid in that house that you go in the diary room and they don't, like, tell you flat out, like, what other people say in the DR. but they kind of say, like, for me, they were like, well, so do you think that Jesse would ever turn on you? And I was like, what? And I'm like thinking,
oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, I don't know. I was like, of course not. And then I'm like, why do they say that? Did they say something in here? Like, did something happen?
They play with your
That's
head.
That's when you start thinking about things. So it has to be some sort of questions that they were, or statements that they were making to her that changed her little attitude when she came out. And now I think that's why she's trying to keep Danny, I think.
Right, well, I don't know.
I think she's starting to like Danny.
She's liking Danny or something or sees it. Danny is a winner. If she can get Danny on her side and get rid of the two people she was following, because Danny's going to have nobody, her and Shelly can make it to the end, which is fine, I guess.
It's the DR is throwing scenarios out to Shelly, and Shelly's realizing anybody's position, if they go to the end with Jeff and Jordan, isn't worth shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, they're afraid nobody will put up Jeff in
the final two with any of them.
But Shelly doesn't want the
blood on her
hands.
You're live on the Red Reality Show.
Hello.
Welcome home.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I was in Vegas, Michelle. I don't think I want to go back. Just kidding.
I was like, what is wrong with you?
No, seriously, I was reading, I have to say, the only way I stayed in tune, because stupid wireless in hotel sucks, couldn't watch the feed, so I stayed in tune on Twitter via Mr. BB Leak. I had to put a shout out there. But anyhow, I was reading everything that was being posted, and people going, oh, Danny's put up, oh, this sucks, this sucks, left and right. She's a strong game player, people.
Exactly.
Jeff made a smart move.
He put her out. For all of them.
And then they go, oh, poor Danny's on slot for her birthday. Hello, she hasn't been on slot yet. Have a turn, okay?
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's a game. It's a game.
Yeah.
The game does not care about your birthday. Gameplay does not care about your birthday. Oh, I'm not going to put you on slot or put you up this week. And then my butt's going to see the jury house next week.
And she's upset, too. Michelle, can you answer one question, then I'll hang up. I want to find out. She keeps saying that if she leaves, some guy named Jeff and a girl are going to leave that work in production, that they're going to have to lose their jobs or something.
Who said that?
Danielle said that.
Wait, can you repeat what she said? She said that.
She said that two
people,
a guy named Jeff and somebody, either will quit if she's evicted, because the DR was trying to get Jeff to keep her. Like you said, how
rumor,
they
choose. Michelle, the rumor that, as I have understood, is that Danny has come to know a couple of people that work in production in the years she's been off the show, and that they're kind of her allies and in the production area.
Okay. And she's saying
that if she gets evicted, that they're going to exit stage left because she got evicted.
Yeah,
going to be exiting.
I don't know about that, but I mean, that's a little. And she's actually said that, like, on the live feed?
Oh, a few times.
Really?
You'll probably hear it tonight. She's always saying it. Now she's going, I feel bad. Now I'm going to get evicted. They're going to lose their job.
Oh, well.
Really?
Sorry. Oh, well. And I don't think, okay, Ollie, I don't think Adam is going to switch. I think he doesn't trust Danielle. So
no,
she's
still gone,
guys. Calling him a floater, but I think he's chosen his side a long time ago.
Well, I'm telling you, all I know is when Shelly gets evicted, I'm having a party.
Please, Shelly and Marie. Let's have some wine together.
Oh, isn't she awful? She's just...
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I've got her daughter on the show. What do you think?
Well,
Josie, let's get Josie instead of her.
She's just I wish you guys could go to Saturday. I was up for 24/7. So mad at this woman. I mean, my husband goes, will you stop watching Big Brother?
Yeah, so our family should have a disclaimer. You know, we will be driving you crazy for 3 months. Just deal with it.
My son bought it. He goes, is this like baseball?
Well, you're
I've
either
got
in
somebody
or you're
else
out,
on
so
the
yeah.
phone line. I'm going to bring up.
Hey, Anne-Marie, do you want to still be listening on the phone? Or
Yeah, because I don't want to keep chiming in.
Okay, I'll take care
of that.
Thank
you, Anne-Marie.
Can I finish my thought?
Mr. John.
Quick,
live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hold on real quick, John. Kansas, you had one last thing you wanted to say?
No, that was
me. I'm sad. That's all. I'm very sad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christina. I got your voices mixed up.
That's okay. No, I just wanted to finish it with, like I said, it's a game. And I'm sure Danny would have put up Jeff at some point. I think Shelly, people keep ragging her, and I'm really tired of people calling Shelly a man. I mean, come on, people. I mean, seriously, the things these people have to hear when they get out of the house. They're playing a game, and you're watching them 24/7. We might get irritated with them, but they're playing a game. And I think I came home going, can I smack everybody on Twitter? This is ridiculous. I mean, seriously, she's playing a game. She's trying to go what can get herself farther in the game. Just like Survivor, people lie. Hello.
You know,
she's trying to win the game, and so is Adam.
Trying to win
okay?
the game.
I don't know what Kalia is trying
Jordan,
to do.
Though.
Don't ask me. Huh?
She's just trying to eat her way through the game.
So
yeah,
is she
and
trying
then
to
Portia...
win herself or Jeff and Jordan?
Right, and you know what? If Jeff and Jordan win, they're playing the game too. And, you know, everybody keeps ragging on, oh, poor this person, poor this person. Well, you know what? You know, they're playing the game. They're playing the game. And as far as Michelle's comment about Big Brother Baby, that would be quite interesting.
The Big Brother, they should give birth on Big Brother.
I had to call and ramble my two cents in, but thanks, guys.
Thank you, Christina.
Christina.
We appreciate it, girlfriend. We do.
You with what?
No, I was just saying we appreciate all your opinions. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's easy to try to step back and be like, it's a game and stuff, but, like, you know, if you're watching the live feeds and if you know the people that are in the house, you get, like, an emotional involvement into the game. So it's a lot harder to you know, if that person's on the other side of the house and they're not on the side that you like, then, yeah, you're going to probably do or say stuff, you know. The whole calling Shelly a man thing, you know, they called me Man Shell, too, and that I didn't want to wear my unitard because I was going to have to expose my penis and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I think that's all mean.
Okay, so let's just be, like, serious here, like, okay?
Yeah, and you know what, Michelle, I
was
sitting there thinking... I didn't really like Danny's gameplay, and someone was saying, oh, but she's my friend. I said, I understand that. She's probably a wonderful girl. Never met her before, but I don't like her gameplay. The one she was playing, really, like, rough at one point. I think it's fine now, but I sit there and look at them as game players and try not to judge them upon their person in the house because they're going to act out of character.
Yeah, you can't always do something that you expect that everyone's going to like. You can't stay, like...
Right.
Normal throughout this whole process. You have to do bad moves and good moves, and if the bad moves keep you around, they do. If they don't, they don't. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'd rather go out of the house knowing that I tried everything I could
to stay.
Not just, okay, all right, well, I already know that I don't have the votes. Let me just enjoy the last couple of days. No, it's scramble time. It's game still not over. Game time.
And I appreciate you letting me you because I had no one in Vegas to talk to this about, and I'm sitting there reading my tweets. Even during the wedding, I snuck in a couple readings going, you know. But thanks, guys.
Thanks, Christina.
Oh, thank you,
Christina. Do you want to stay on the phone, or are you going to hang up?
I'll listen on the computer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Tina.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I hope everybody has a glass of wine out there because this is a very interesting conversation we're having, you know. Oh, you have it? Okay, great.
I have one right with me, girlfriend. I need it.
Everybody, take a sip.
John Crocker.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hi, John.
How are you all?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's your thoughts?
Hey, John.
Hello?
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Did you see Ben's comment in the chat room? I'm curious about that, too.
Which, no, I'm not out in the chat room. I'm actually sitting in my car with my phone plugged in on the cell phone.
All right. Ben said, ask Cracker about the house guest talking about him the other day. I saw it first and alerted the world to it.
Oh, which one? Did they talk about me again? Or last week?
John, you're so popular.
I know.
No, it's Ben is saying whatever you posted on your Facebook.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's because Ben had called the house and talked to Harlan, and Harlan texted me to say that they were talking about me, and I almost, you know, crashed into the tree when I saw that. Like,
so, John, what were they saying about you?
There was nothing. They didn't mention me by name. It's just Rachel was going, well, I heard there was this guy who has this, like, shrine or big, huge museum-type big brother collection that has something from just about every freaking season, and he likes it, he enjoys it, and da-da-da-da-da. And Jeff was saying, well, you know, people, because Jeff was, you know, complaining, you know, I get people buy this stuff. It might be nice if you get my stuff, but then a year from now, are you going to know who I am? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I do. I know who you are. And
exactly.
I can look at any piece in my collection and tell you exactly who it was and what season and yada, yada. But, you know, Jeff was saying, well, that's different. And, you know, if he's going to do that, then give him my phone number. And I just got all giddy inside that Jeff wanted my phone number. So,
just to let you know, Michelle from the Bronx was asking if you want to update people that don't know how you're feeling these days.
I am just great. I was running around the store today and, you know, like there was nothing wrong. So I'm paying for a little
wonderful.
Tonight.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm doing much, much better. And by the time Vegas and L.A. roll around, I will be in tip-top shape. Yeah, I won't be able to run bare-ass through L.A., but...
Damn the luck.
Damn. I was really counting on that. All right, well, we'll find some other sorts of entertainment. Hey, Judge, you know that I'm in Maine right now?
You are? What part?
I'm in a gun quit.
Oh, you bitch. Wow. You should have called me.
Well, I got here on Saturday. I've been to Portland. I've been to York Beach. I'm going to Bunkerport.
Oh, how nice.
Staying in a gun quit. So I don't know how far away that is from you.
A gun quit is a couple of hours.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up the other
decoys, man. You can come run around naked over here.
Oh, yeah.
You can run around naked,
that's for sure. There's plenty of bushes up there to hide and, you know, watch the boys from. So,
Joe?
Sorry, Paul.
Yeah.
It's girl
you
talk
are on the Red Reality Show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Chi-Town Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
The two deep voices.
Both of our deep talkers on the Red Reality Show. On
Michelle,
the Monday.
Michelle? Hey, Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you clear something up for me? Can you clear something up for me? As it being a house guest? Because I kind of got PO'd today on Twitter, and like I'm never on Twitter ever, and but it's just some of these house guests. I mean, they have these egos that are just like through the roof, and so it went out on Twitter. Before I left work today, that Krista and Evil Dick are having this separate rap party, and then aside from the rap party that Superpass is having, and they're having it at the exact same time. And that was just like, you know, for the first time I vented to all the house guests collectively on Twitter. I was like, look, people, you know, there are people that spend thousands of dollars, fans that spend thousands of dollars to come out there to see you all. And, you know, it's time to check your egos at the door. I'm just like, I don't get it. I really don't understand it. It's like, it's supposed to be for the fans if they're griping and splitting in two and whatever. It's stupid. So that's my two cents.
Well, you know
what
it is? I mean, as much as you can tell people to leave the ego at the door, there's some that aren't going to do that. That's just the way that they are, you know? And, you know, I don't really want to talk too much about that because I don't really know that Krista was having one and Dick was having one, this one's having one, that one's having one, you know. I
but
just hope that whoever
know,
does go to the, them, they have a great time and, you know, it makes them a memorable experience that they'll never forget. So let's just hope that, you know, like, and the other thing, too, is when people go on Twitter and they go on Facebook and, you know, it's so easy to say stuff on a computer, you know, behind a computer screen, you know, and it's different when you're face-to-face with some of these people. So, you know, some people get big cojones when they're on the computer, you know. I mean, I can't really speak for them, but I really hope that everybody who does go to the rap party, the finale, all that, Vegas, Stash, that everybody just has a great time, enjoys time, and I hope all the house guests, you know, spend time with a lot of the fans, talk to them. You know, you're there not to go on a free vacation or to go hang out. You're there to, you know, for an event. So,
right.
You know, follow the event schedule, the itinerary, you know, be there when you're supposed to. And then, you know, during the times when there's nothing to do, go have your free time, you know. But I think sometimes people don't realize, hey, like, you're there for an event. You're here to do this, that, and the other. It's not like, you know, let's go hang out at the mall or whatever. You know, it's people
well,
are shelling out thousands of dollars.
You've always been absolutely genuine to anybody that I've seen. Anybody that I've seen you interact with, I've seen you on several different events. So, and I mean, for you, I know that you're genuine in your heart, and you generally enjoy the fans. And it's not about that.
I love having events and going to meet people and talk to people,
right.
And then they're like, "Hey, I'm Mr. No Pants on Twitter." I was like, "Yeah, no pants." You know what I mean? You know, and then you know, you have the people come up to you like, "Hey," and you're like, "Oh my God, you finally put a face to the Twitter name or to the Facebook or to whatever." And
right.
I love talking to them, and you know, because we're nothing. Like, all these house guests can say whatever they want and have their egos, but you're nothing without your fans. If you want to be involved in it, then you know you have to be involved. Don't put your 2 cents in and then, you know, back out and then come back a few weeks later, put your 2 cents in and piss a lot of people off, you know? And, you know, not everybody's made from the same mixture, I should say. And so,
that's,
you know,
the only
you're going to get a few
bad seeds. Out on house guests. And it's not directed at anyone. I'm just, like, letting everyone know that, you know, it's just, These fans make an effort and take time out of their lives to come and travel and away from their families to come and see you. They're there to see you as your fan. And
exactly.
You know, I just don't understand when people just it just doesn't make any sense to me. But that's my only gripe. That's the only time in 13, 14 years I've been watching this show that I've ever griped about it. But seeing that today was just kind of pissed me off. So there you go.
We're here for you, John.
See, I'm feeling better. I'm all bitchy and everything.
Gosh, we don't want you to be bitchy and crabby.
I'm off the drugs and feeling good.
Now, John, what do you think about who are you rooting for this season? What
I have been rooting
favorite?
For Danielle since day one.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. I've absolutely always adored her anyway. So
I did too.
I don't think she's ever known that. I met her in Vegas last year. She was very nice and got my picture with her and Nick. And then I got my picture with Nick and Joe, which I was in heaven about. So.
So you must be really. Are you a little bitchy because Danielle got put up on the block?
Well, no, I knew that was going to happen, and she had to have known that was coming. I mean, it was just to be expected, and you know, it's.
Do you think she'll be able
Danielle.
To get the vote to stay?
I'm hoping she can twist it around and come out of it, and it'd be another surprising week in the BB history, but. Who knows? You never know.
Let's cross everything and hope for the best, John, because I'm with you. I'm on that boat.
Yeah, Kalia does not belong there. So
no.
So she, I don't understand why. That's my only thing. I don't understand why Danielle aligned herself with Kalia.
Yeah, bad mistake.
Yeah.
I don't think she planned on it. I think it was Kalia fell on her lap. Oh, wait, that's not good. Danny, save Danny.
This camel toe.
No, but I think they were kind of forced together at that time. And
I'm just printing
yeah,
inside right now.
Yeah, let's not have
Kalia
fall
on
anybody's lap. Let's try to make that not happen. No bueno.
No.
Oh my goodness!
I was a huge Adam fan for the longest time, and now I don't know. I don't get him.
A
lot of people do.
As a fan of the show, I just don't understand why he's playing the way he is. He should know better. So that's all.
Well, you know what he said today on the feeds, John, was he said he felt that he was the Enzo of this season.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You got to be kidding.
Yeah. Because they were trying to compare themselves to past house guests.
Oh, please.
And he said that. He did say that. And Porsche said that they were not going to invite Rachel to the rap party where Ron's having his memorial thing. Because the other house guests didn't want to be with her.
Did
you
want to be with Rachel?
Yeah, that's what.
I don't care about what anybody says about Brendan and Rachel, but in Vegas, they stayed absolutely 100% for every single person that wanted to say hello to them.
Yeah,
every single person. They were very nice and cordial to every single person. And even when we were walking 2 days later, when we were walking through the hotel, through Bally's, through the lobby, in the casino. They walked up to us. They recognized us from the meet and greet, and they had a cordial conversation with us. I hate all the bashing. I hate the man calling for Shelley, and I don't like Kalia as a player, but as a person, I'm sure she's a great person. I'm just too nice of a nice guy to be
mean
like
John,
that.
Oh, John, you're a swell guy. I'll tell you. That's the truth. John is awesome. He is.
I love you, Michelle.
He is. John's right. When people, I don't know what it is, you walk through that door and there's a twilight zone of a tunnel, like a tornado that sucks you into that BB house and you become a different person and your characters somewhat different and everything, but you when you walk out the house, either you're the same person that was in the house or you're just back to normal. Like there's no game, there's no Big Brother, there's no one trying to nominate you, and you just go back to your regular life. It's a hard adjustment. Maybe it takes a little bit to adjust back, but you'll see the real person whenever you get a chance to meet them.
Michelle, when I walked into that house, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday because they were asking me what the attraction was to that show and why I'm so obsessed with it. But when I walked into that house with Don Wolman, I kept my composure, I kept cool, I was like, oh, look, we're in the Big Brother house. But inside, I was a kid in a candy shop, I was like, oh my God, I'm in the Big Brother house. I'm screaming up and down, jumping up and down inside my head. And it was just
Did you go into the storage room and do a dance?
The only room we did not go into was the diary room. We went into the HOH bathroom. We went into the Pandora's box, and then he took us around the outside, the perimeter where they had the cameras at.
Yep.
It was pretty cool.
That must have been a great experience.
Yes, it was. It was. There was
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I walked in the house, I was like,
I didn't do that. And then I had this debate. It was funny. I had this debate with Dawn in the half-not room of BB11. When we were in that room, he said, this was the jungle room at the beginning of the show. I said, no, it wasn't. There's always the half-not room. He goes, Do you know who you're talking to? Yes. Okay. So I had to go home and check, and it was the jungle room for like 5 minutes of the show, but I never saw it. So,
John, could you ever think about getting into that small sauna the year they had the sauna?
I did. We went. I did a little foot thing on the bicycle to try to make the light go on, and then I fucked a couple of buttholes on the wall. And then I took I went to the bathroom and took the vacancy and no vacancy sign off the door, and I asked Don if I could have it. He goes, "No, we're putting that on eBay." So I ended up paying $150 for it.
You're kidding.
Wow.
Got it, though. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. I was like, when I have my mind set on something, I'm going to get it no matter what. So.
How often did you use the sauna, Michelle?
How many times did I use what?
The sauna.
Oh, I used it almost every single day. Yeah,
yeah,
I used it almost every single day. And I sunbathed almost every day. I definitely got the use of the sauna. A lot of people didn't, but I definitely did. It was a good place to go hide, too.
Yeah, it was a good place for some action, too, in that place for showmans.
What kind of action? Are you talking about, like, baby-making action?
No, not that. Not that.
Oh, okay. Hey, look at what my mind goes to. Okay, you mean, like, game talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay, I'll go with that.
Michelle, how long are you in Maine for?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I'm going to go to Kittery for a little while and then head back home to Rhode Island.
Well, we make a trip down there every once in a blue moon. We didn't make it down this summer because of my surgery, but we usually make it down there. Next time we're down there, we'll give you a buzz. But we'll see you out in L.A. Are you going to L.A.?
I'm not sure if I'm going to L.A. Yet. I got to check and see if it works on my schedule, but I will be in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I just don't know how it's going to work with going to California. I have something that's conflicting right now, and I'm trying to work on it. But definitely Vegas, baby.
Okay. Well, then I'll see you in Vegas for sure, then.
Absolutely, John.
Well.
And I will see you in L.A. and Vegas, John.
So are you going to the rap party, too?
Yes.
Yeah, they will. That's what I thought. I thought I saw that. So we'll be at the finale, and then the rap party, and then the party bus, and then Vegas.
Now, which rap party are you going to? Because I guess there's word that there's a couple of different rap parties.
Well,
are you going to the main one?
That's what I was complaining about earlier. I was just like, "Are you kidding me?" So there's.
We are going to the BB rap party.
Yes.
Put on
by
Al Malice and the TV Grapevine. Let me go ahead and do a promo of this. I'm going to go ahead
and do
the promo.
The Big Brother 13 Rap Party is this September 15th and will be held at the exclusive True Hollywood Club. And there are less than 50 fan passes remaining at a cost of only $65 each. This is the event to attend if you want to meet some of the most exciting house guests from both past and present seasons of Big Brother. There will also be an awesome tribute to the late Ron Ratcliffe of the Rad Reality Show, which is sure to please everyone. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance to not only meet, but actually celebrate with the stars of Big Brother. Go to www.bigbrotherrapparty.com to get your passes today. That's all one word, Big Brother Rap Party. Log on now before it's too late. A big thank you goes out to Al Mellis and TVGrapevine.com for this offer.
And the last I heard, there was less than 25 tickets available, so those may have already sold by now. So if you were interested in going, I would call and see if there are any tickets available left at all. It's going to be a great event. As you heard, there's going to be a tribute to our very own Ron Rad.
Yay.
And that's going to be awesome to see our Ron have a tribute done just for him at this rap party.
Awesome.
I can't wait. It's going to be beautiful. and Al Mellis was so gracious in offering to do this tribute. And it just warms my heart that there are still people out there who remember Ron and care enough to tribute him and think about the legacy that he's left all of us. And
yeah,
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to be there and be part of it. And get your tickets. If there's tickets left, get them now. So it's going to be a great event.
Get them now.
Yes.
And Sherry, I really hope that somebody videotapes it if I'm not able to get there so that I can
My husband
see it,
will
because,
be.
Okay.
We'll
okay,
be videotaping.
I would love to see that. And I'm just so
and
happy.
Johnny
Yolan.
Will be too, right?
With Sherry?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay. When do you get to L.A.?
I believe I'll probably arrive Thursday.
Thursday morning? Okay.
Right.
Because we're getting there, we're making a week of it in L.A.
Are you?
We're getting there on the 9th and doing the entire week. So.
Wow, that must be fun.
Yeah, you're going to live it up, John. Live it up.
Well, I have to tan my tail bottom so I won't be... So I won't scare.
So will you be doing naked sunbathing from now till the 9th?
If you would like me to...
I can tell everybody in Maine right now, John's naked! Okay, sorry.
You know, that's funny. I'll text you the pictures.
Thank you. I want picture mail.
Okay, we do have some more callers. Apparently... I was told by Peter, Cherry, I don't know if you saw, I typed that in, that he told me via Skype that he did push one, but it's not showing
so
that. So
let me go ahead
anybody
and pick
else,
him up.
Anybody else try pushing one again to let us know the two others? I see another 480. I don't know if that's Patrick, but you need to make sure you push the one for us. And, John, did you want to stay listening on the phone?
I actually have to go. We have some family stuff going on, so they're getting the evil eye to go. So, but I will talk to you all soon.
Thanks for calling
in, John, for calling in. We always look forward to hearing from you.
Always, absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jen.
And there goes John the Rock.
And I
got to
go too, you guys.
All right, thank you, Kansas.
Thank you so much. And I'm so excited about Luan coming on Thursday. That's going to be wonderful.
Yes, I can't wait. Thursday's
I can't
be
wait
a big
either.
Show.
That'll be great. And, Paul, thank you for that tribute to Brendan. That brought a lot of laughs.
Yes.
That was wonderful. Have a great night, you guys. Good talking to you. Thanks for filling me in.
Thank you,
Kansas.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later, Kansas.
No, we have Chicago
Peter.
Still on, right? Chicago.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I wanted to ask you something.
Hey, the Bears are playing tonight. We should be playing the Bears song for Ron.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. The Bears are playing tonight.
Yeah, the Giants.
Oh.
Peter, you are live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello?
Hello. How are you tonight, Peter?
I think you can guess how I'm doing.
I knew he was going to call.
I watched the on Thursday. Oh, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. This sucks.
You're
not happy, are you?
Peter, did you go through a box of Kleenex like you said you might on Thursday?
I'm going to the store tomorrow to buy myself a box of Kleenex.
She's toast, as Mr. Little Pen says.
I do not want to live on this planet right now. And the reason it sucks so much is not because she's my favorite and I've been behind her all the time. For anyone that doesn't know me, I support Danielle to the death. It's kind of creepy, actually, the more I think about it, how creepy it is. But anyway, I'm upset and pissed that it's going to happen. It sucks. Need a box of tissues Thursday. And the thing that sucks most about it is now the season has no more suspense. It's pretty obvious who's going to win now. It's going to be Jeff, Jordan, or Rachel because their only threat is leaving the game. And it sucks. All the drama is going to be gone now. It's going to be predictable.
I know. I'm so bummed out.
But, Peter, hasn't Shelley sort of flipped in the last few hours? Hasn't she kind of been trying to get Adam to keep Danielle?
Well, I guess we'll see on Thursday. I don't have the feed, so I don't know this. I heard that, too, this morning. But I have learned from the past not to get my hopes up about things like that. So I'm going to be sending some prayers her way and hope for the best. But I'm preparing for the worst on Thursday, that's for sure.
Let's pick up Patrick and see what he has to
say. I think the look on Jeff's face will be more priceless than Dustin's was when he got evicted, and I can't wait to see it if it happens. The look on his face would be absolutely perfect.
If Danielle stays, that's going to be priceless if Danielle pulls the votes out. That's going to be priceless.
Please.
Let's see what Patrick has to say. Patrick, you're live on the air on the Red Reality Show.
Hey, everyone.
What's up, Patrick?
Nothing much. I'm just so happy that Danielle is leaving on this podcast to Peter.
Of course.
Because Rachel is so amazing, and this just is bettering her chances at winning.
Oh, goodness.
You're the Rachel fan, right?
Yes, I'm a huge Rachel fan.
How many times have we fought this on Facebook, Patrick?
But
at least five times, right?
Patrick, are you still on?
Yeah, sorry, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Patrick, now were you a Brendan and Rachel fan, or are you strictly Rachel fan? Like, are you upset that Brendan was taken out of the game last week?
Hold on, I gotta go.
What was that?
Okay. Let's go back on the Danny train. Go, Danny.
Just go Danny all the way.
That was kind of odd, but
yeah.
But you know what? We let's just hope. We have to all put our hopes and cross our fingers and hope that please. You know, Shelley has done this before, where she's turned people to do stuff. So let's try to see if Shelley has game and keeps Danielle in. And I want to see what happens after that, because that'll be good. If Danielle leaves, you're right. It's going to be boring. They're going to pick off the newbies one by one, and it's going to be, you know, final three: Rachel, Jordan, and Jeff. And there you go.
You really feel that way?
I mean, I would think so.
I have a sinking suspicion that Adam's going to be in that final three for some odd reason, because they really rolled him over like a pig on a spigot today to get a vote out of him for Danny, and he would not commit. And then Shelley asked him straight out on the feeds. She says, at this moment, in this time, today, now, who would you vote out on Thursday? And he said Danny. So she didn't like that.
Well,
I hope she's able to convince him. Oh, please convince him. Because, the season will be predictable if Danny leaves. And, I mean, for those of you who hate Danny, like, keep her in for entertainment value. Don't have this a predictable ending. And not to toot her horn, but that's the only hope any of the newbies have of winning. If Danielle leaves, a veteran's going to win, because Danielle's the only hope for anyone else.
I just realized several times I tried to say something, and it was like everybody was ignoring me. I just realized I had myself muted.
Yeah, you were muted.
You're on self-muted.
Oh, my God. I was thinking, does anybody want me to say, you know, will anybody let me talk? And then I looked and go, you're muted, you dumbass.
You did that on Thursday, Paul.
Oh. Anyway,
what
I was going to say, it seems like there is at least one, if not more, times every Big Brother season where we see a potential switch to the vote that we were anticipating. And certainly it started off, you know, currently that everybody was saying there's no way Danny's going to stay. And now those of us that like Danny are saying, oh, maybe there's a chance, and it invariably will end up, and I'm sorry to say this, Peter, but more times than not, it ends up, we get hope, but it always goes back to where it was. I would so like there to be a big flip, because it really does spice up the house. That's one of the reasons.
I don't think it'll happen, but I'm going to hold out every grain of hope in my head, in my heart and head that it does. I don't think it will, but I'll be back
but
here.
But you guys know that that Big Brother house is crazy. You never know what's going to happen in that house. So that's the only hope we have.
Adam, Shelley, and Portia would be smart to split, so we'll see if they do. I think Portia is definitely going to keep Danny. Shelley seems to want to, so if she can work Adam and just be like, look, if we stick with Jeff and Jordan, we're going to get picked off. If we go with Danny, we have some more staying power. You know, maybe he'll switch. I mean, Adam wants to win the game, so we'll see what he does. I hope Danny can talk to him. I mean, Danny's a good talker herself, so hopefully.
Yes, she is.
Mr. No Pants just said in the chat room, I think Kalia, Adam, Shelley, and Porsche will rally Thursday night and realize that none of them can win against Jeff and Jordan. And I think that's a good assumption that they will realize that and vote to keep Danny in the house, and we will see Jeff's mouth drop to the floor.
Let's hope that they realize that before it's too late. Like, you know, they need to band together now. They if they don't, they're all going to screw themselves, because if you think about it, it's Jeff and Jordan and Rachel, and then you have Adam, Shelley, Portia, and either Danielle or Kalia is going to say, we're going to go with Danielle. So that's 4-3. They'll have the numbers if they're smart. You know?
Right.
It's time to go for the numbers right now.
I want to interrupt Michelle just to thank Peter for calling in, because I know he's on a time constraint right now, and I want to let him say goodbye to us.
All right. It was nice to hear from you again, Michelle. We got to hope. This reminds me of the vote with Kristen last season, where Brittany, Reagan, and Brendan should have kept Kristen, and if they did, maybe the game would have ended less predictably. So I'm hoping that this time, with a smarter cast, because last season's cast was dumber than rocks, in my opinion, besides, of course, Brittany. So hoping that they do that.
You're not going to Vegas, are you, Peter?
And they keep Danielle. And I cannot go in this year because I'm not 21, so I might as well not, because if I go to Vegas, I want to actually be able to, like, you know, drink and party. But anyway, praying that Danielle can do it. I will be sending prayers her way, which is quite ridiculous, but sue me anyway. I actually want Danielle to say that bad. She and Janelle are the only two players I've ever gotten, like, that hyped up about. So I'm hoping that she can do it. I'll be back here Thursday with a box of tissues, though, when she doesn't do it. So just be ready
for that. Gosh.
We're going to hope she pulls it off, Peter.
Take care, Peter.
All right, see you
Thanks
guys.
Thanks for calling in. Gotta love him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's almost like a stalker.
I'm going to have to buy one of those bundle packs of tissue, you know, the ones that come with the big boxes, and there's five, because I'm going to need some, too.
We need to go to Costco and get the big bundle of tissue and Danny leaves.
Here's another thing, guys, that I can't wait. Absolutely nobody is anticipating this double eviction, and I just want to know how they react to that surprise. They are going to be scrambling during the commercial breaks to figure everything out, because they're saying they're not going to do it because they would have to pick the six for the veto competition. Well, it will take them 20 seconds to pull out who isn't playing during a commercial break, and they're going to be surprised big time.
Yeah. Is it definitely going to be a double eviction week, or?
It is definitely a double eviction
definitely.
Week. They've already announced it.
Yeah. Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it would be next week. So
maybe it'll be Shelley, like Boom Boom
too.
Says. Yeah.
Very interesting.
It could
I'm
very well
that
be
they
Jeff
all...
leaving right behind whoever goes this week.
I don't know how everybody else feels, especially Michelle. How do you feel about how Rachel has really kind of changed her ways this week?
Well, I mean, I figured that she was either going to, like, you know, crawl under a rock and hide, or she was going to just go nuts. So I think every day is going to be, you know, walking on eggshells with her. But I think right now she's just laying low because of, like, other things that are going on. It's probably the smartest, best thing to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, if she does get the power again, the problem is that she lost her mojo.
Yeah.
She hasn't been winning.
Won that HOH. She was tied pretty much, I think, with Porsche.
Well, no, unfortunately, doesn't get you the win. So I think that if she wins, like next week, wait till you see Rachel will be back.
Old Rachel.
Yeah. I just think she lost her mojo without not winning. She doesn't have anything to say. She has no backup, you know, like she can't say, oh, floaters, get your floaties, you know, because she's not winning anything. She has no power, you know.
Yeah.
So let's see how next week rolls, you know. I'm really, really hoping that Danny stays and will and see Rachel turn on Jeff and Jordan, leave them high and dry. Maybe.
Well, I don't know what kind of competition or who it will favor for the HOH in this double eviction. Michelle, in your season, they had the poll by America. You know, they did an America poll where people had to answer whether, you know, who, I can't remember exactly, but it was a poll by America. Then last year it was the before and after. And if it's a before or after thing, like they had last year, Adam would stand a real good chance. I mean, Rachel too, probably. They're probably will be the quickest in figuring that out. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess we will see. We will see. Thursday is going to be a pivotal moment in that game. I think it's going to basically set the ground for what's going to happen the next couple weeks. And everyone knows that I'm hoping for a miracle. And in the Big Brother house, you never don't count your chickens before they hatch. Never do that. So let's
Absolutely.
All hope that newbies get together, and Adam, with his knowledge of the past, maybe people putting in his head, diary room, whatever, you know, the double eviction, you know, maybe you want to switch sides. And maybe he'll start thinking, because he's a big, big BD fan, and he knows time
he
to
is.
Make a move. And he hasn't been doing. He's been laying low. Time for him to make his move. So
yeah.
Well,
I would be happy with him winning. I really would, just being a newbie and a diehard Big Brother fan, you know.
The key in watching the feeds is how much Adam reveals to Jeff about the conversation Shelley, you know, about the campaigning Shelley is doing right now.
Yeah.
He
right.
keeps
he
quiet.
Tells her.
As long as Adam keeps quiet about that conversation, there is still a chance that he would change it. I need to tell somebody also, a new phone call showed up on the switchboard. It's a Massachusetts area code. If you want to
go ahead and take
sure
it.
You, make sure you push one. So we do have another person that did push one. I don't know if you see that, Cherry.
Oh, they hung up.
No, they didn't.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
But you see, Tom has been.
We haven't screened it, but I'm going to go ahead and take it.
It might be Tom.
Area code 857. You're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, it's Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
Good. I just wanted to throw something out there as sort of, I don't know, but Shelley today, too, was talking to Kalia, and I think Shelley might be, who knows, just protecting herself or whichever side comes down, because she had a conversation with Kalia about having a final four with her, Porsche, Kalia, and Adam as well. So she's not only working the Danny side, but she's working the Kalia side, too.
I like that. That's a very good point, Amy. That's
wow.
A very good point.
She could also be working on jury votes, too, thinking, okay, let me get on Kalia's good side.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to her, stay friends with her, because if Kalia goes into the jury, then, hey, she, you know, those people are going to vote for whoever's going to win.
Right.
You know? So
yeah,
it also could be along the lines of that. But, yeah, that's a really good point. Really good point.
And, Amy, that would so fit into the kind of game Shelley is playing. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it seems like she does that every week almost, where
she goes
to both sides and, you know, lets them know that she's with them and then does whatever, you know, Jeff and Jordan want, I guess.
And if Jeff and Jordan never get wind of everything she's done,
it's over for her.
Oh, in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I need to ask
something technical to Cherry, just because my switchboard has shown that Tom pushed one. Does it show?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick him up as well.
Okay, because sometimes the switchboard shows something different to me than it does to Cherry, or there's delays, and I was just clarifying. So,
Tom, you're live on the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Hi, Tom.
We're great. How are you?
I have been thinking, well, first off, have they been giving them random? I heard someone say that they've been giving off random, like, facts. In the house.
Actually, I heard that too, Tom, but it is the same old facts that they've given for every one of the BB seasons. How many laps around the backyard, how many Soviet Union, you know, that kind of stuff that we've heard for the last 6 years.
Yeah. I was wondering if that might be a challenge. Yeah, that's
the
one you want, isn't it?
We thought so, but it never happened to connect with any of the competitions or questions or anything that happened during my season, whether it has the past seasons or whether they use the same ones for all the other seasons. I'm not quite sure. I think it's been the same facts throughout all the seasons. So I think it also tries to throw them off in their game, you know, have people start thinking about, you know, what these facts say and, oh, how many tiles are in the kitchen floor? And, you know, I mean, our season, we were crazy. We were counting everything. We were counting cracks in the walls, and we thought that they were going to be like, how many cracks are in the bathroom wall? You know, it was just, it's just to throw off, you know, probably where the game or where the competition is going. So, but, you mean, you never know. In that house, you really don't know. I don't think so, but, you know,
hey, it's probably
completely wrong.
I just have to interrupt because I just noticed somebody that
can I
recently
play it?
Popped into the chat room. Yeah, hold on, Cherry. Michelle, Oregon Beaver is in the chat room, and if you remember, like 2 weeks ago, he came on the phone and you talked about whether that he needed to have a little segment of his own. Remember that, Michelle?
Yeah.
All right. I actually, in anticipation that one day that would happen, I created a little intro clip for him. And if Jerry's ready, everybody enjoy. The Rad Reality Show.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring
the Portuguese Princess,
Cherry Garcia,
Paul from Minnesota,
and
Oregon Beaver
as the Beaver.
That was awesome.
Isn't that
I'm waiting for the delay. Come on, Oregon Beaver.
Okay, that was hilarious.
I
that
love
was a great
that,
little,
Paul.
Little clip.
That's one of your best.
I've been waiting to see him show up in the chat room ever since 2 weeks ago. There
oh,
you go.
He said,
Oregon.
Paul, you are the man.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's one
now,
of your best.
Now, Paul and Cherry, I have only a couple minutes left.
Okay.
I have to head out. I don't know if you guys want to do our other clips or what you guys wanted to do with that.
All right.
I was supposed to leave like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
I want to set this up, and we will play the clips. Now, two times this week we've had references to something that happened in Michelle's season, and I combined what was talked about with clips from those seasons, and the first one is the other night Danielle, Jordan, and Adam were sitting on the back couches talking about people that wore unitards, and it's their conversation followed by a clip from Michelle's season, and here we go.
You said Jen, hers is all red, skin tight, like skin tight, like tighter than that medium, skin tight, yeah.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
Sheila fucking hated it too.
Who? That, yeah, her and Costa, all three of them, they had the same red one, not the same one, but the same style, and they were all skin tight.
You would die.
Oh, I would die.
I would be mortified.
Michelle fucking hated it.
I saw that on her. She was like cussing.
That was the best, though, was hers in the DR when she was backwards.
What kind of mother?
Was backwards. She was like backwards talking in the camera, saying how she's not going to like talk to the camera, stay forward.
Yeah, in the diary room, she like had her back to the camera.
Oh, I remember her like yelling at the camera, like, this is effing.
But then she turned her back and like her curly hair is up and like it was really funny. They get a trip and I get this. Or no, about Libra taking a trip.
She's a horrible mother.
And
what kind of
I
mother
get this?
Doesn't want a phone call from her family?
And she's like, can I get a unitard? No, what? How does she say it? Unitard? Something.
The Boston accent.
I thought she's Rhode Island.
Yeah. Rhode Island, but the same accent.
Oh,
but she's a pop fan.
You have earned the right to wear Jen and Sheila's used red unitard for one full week. But you have a huge decision before you. Do you keep the red unitard or do you trade it for any of the other prizes you see before you? What would you like to do?
I'm going to trade it. I'm going to get the Hawaiian surprise.
So Libra, you have traded your red unitard for the Hawaiian surprise from Michelle.
Yes.
How did everybody make out and I got the shaft? $10,000 and this is what I get? I get a leotard after everybody gets good. I get a leotard by a horse slut skank. This is what you're getting for the rest of the DRs. Right here. I've been nothing but made a fool out of. And I'm not here to get made a fool out of. I'm here to play a game. Not made a fool out of. Doesn't even matter. Does it? No.
Michelle, please.
Honestly, don't talk to me. I have to wear this on live TV.
And your ass looks amazing, I promise.
I really don't care.
And I'll buy you a trip to Hawaii for nothing.
Hey, does that bring back memories, Michelle?
Oh, my God. Like, too bad this is radio because if you guys saw my face, I can still remember when Libra was like, I'll take the Hawaii vacation. My face went from the happiest luau person in the world to, like, pure devil. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
I want to know this, though. Did Jesse ever follow through on his promise to buy you that vacation?
No, that bullshitter. No, he didn't. You know, that reminds me, I'm going to have to make a phone call after this and tell him about my trip. And you know what's so funny? He was like, wow, your butt looks really amazing. I was like, shut up.
I don't care. I don't
tell
care,
him we can play back his promise to you anytime.
Yeah, we're
right.
Going to put him back on the show. We're going to put him on the spot.
All right, the other highlight, and I want to play this because, Michelle, it includes your HOH convo with Julie Chen.
Yes.
This, Brendan said in his eviction that to Danielle, you'll always be Judas to me, Danielle, and that obviously happened with Jerry on your season. So here we go. I'm going to start it and play it real quick for you.
Awesome.
Previously on Big Brother. Jerry blamed Sam for Jesse's surprise eviction.
Don't hide behind your cross.
You see me wearing it?
Dan has disrespected me, and there's nothing he could do to ever gain that respect back.
But as head of household, Michelle sought revenge on two others.
I have nominated you, Libra, and you, Keisha.
At the veto competition, Dan's worst nightmare came true.
I worked on this spot.
Jerry wants my head on a stick, and now he's got a chance to do it. For him to have this power is definitely makes me feel very uneasy.
And his victory strengthened his alliance with April and Ollie. Jerry tried to convince Michelle that Dan was public enemy number one.
I almost want Dan to suffer a little bit for what he did to Jesse.
I do too.
At dinner, the house took a break from all the fighting.
I think we should go around and say something positive about each person.
I want to give accolades to the Colonel.
Aww. I know we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but the one thing that I think...
No, I think our problem is we see eye to eye on too much. Honestly, if I can be honest.
But the truce was short-lived.
Everybody has said something about everybody in this house.
April, but I am never not you.
What did I say?
April.
What did I say? Bring it on.
Just April,
Michael, do you take credit for anything that you've done in the past?
Are you kidding me right now?
While Keisha tried to turn Michelle against April...
I don't like her. That bitch put Jesse up.
She's never told me anything.
Libra planted the seed that Keisha was the mastermind behind Jesse's eviction.
I did not say it all, though.
Who said it all?
Keisha.
At the veto meeting, Jerry's words surprised everyone.
Hi, everybody. Time for the veto meeting. Keisha and Libra, you both have been nominated for a possible eviction this week. But I do have the power to veto one of the nominations. I would like to talk a little bit about how I feel and about the situation that happened last week. 4 days ago, Michelle had the opportunity to name and nominate those for eviction because she wanted head of household. I had no power then. You two wouldn't have been my choice. Dan, I'm very sorry that you're not there. And let me tell you, you kind of walked around the house wearing a cross, toted your Bible, told Jesse up in the HOH in the second week that you would give up your religion before you'd break your word. You would always be Judas in my house.
I understand that.
My last message is for Danielle.
You will always be Judas to me.
All right. Thank you both.
I'm going to make my decision. Dan, this is your lucky day. I'm going to keep my word to head of household and not use the power of veto. This meeting is adjourned.
In the end, he decided to honor Michelle's wishes. Who will be evicted from the Big Brother house? Keisha or Libra? And who will become the next head of household? It all happens tonight, live on Big Brother 10.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Julie.
Just a reminder, your housemates cannot hear you, so feel free to speak your mind, okay?
Okay.
Since Jesse's departure, you've been spending more time with April than you have in the past. What's the status of this relationship with April?
Well, I'd just like to say happy anniversary to my parents. And me and April have actually stayed relatively the same. We share a room together, and I feel as though she got hurt last week, and she felt bad that her word got broken with me. So I feel like she is just attached to me because a lot of the girls did turn on her, and I think she just knows that I actually keep my word in this house, unlike others. So.
Okay. You said a lot of harsh things this week, among them yelling to Libra that she doesn't care about her kids and that Dan was probably burning in hell. Is there anything you've said that you regret?
I actually do. I regret what I said about Dan. I mean, it was relatively just in the heat of the moment. You know, I don't think Libra is a bad mother. I just think that there's decisions she made that she could have been, you know, that could have been different, where I would have taken the letter, and I don't even have any kids. So, I do regret a lot of things. I do say a lot of things without thinking first, but that's something I am trying to change about myself.
Well, this week you received a letter from home, and in that letter your family was very supportive. How important was it for you to get that letter at this stage of the game?
Well, I guess you guys did see the HOH last week. You noticed how I definitely wanted to see my parents and get a letter from them. So it was really exactly what I needed. I think I read it like 10 times a day. So I really appreciate them, and I love them, and I miss them. So
I'm sure
they're
happy.
Proud of me.
Yeah, I'm sure they're happy to hear everything you've said.
Thank you,
Michelle. You can go downstairs to the living room.
Thanks,
and rejoin
Julie.
Your house.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh. Memory lane.
Damn, gosh. I want to go back. Bring me back.
We're going to start something, Paul. I've talked to a few fans. We want to have an all-star show every winter in that house on TBS. They got rid of and fired George Lopez, so they have the time, and CBS owns that channel. And Michelle should host that show.
You know, I think that's a great idea. Ooh. But Michelle, It just came back to me, and I've listened to the clip while I was creating it several times. But the funniest thing that we all saw and what you guys saw during that time was Jerry thinking he had all sorts of this great power. And it was like he doesn't really have any power at all. Michelle has the power. Who were you going to put up if you did use it? Do you remember?
You know what? I was actually going to probably put up Dan at that point because I wasn't going to put up Rennie. I wasn't going to put up Memphis or April or Ollie. So I probably would have put up Dan. But at that point, I don't know. I could have maybe done something differently because I told him, do not use the power of veto. Do not. So if he wanted Dan to be up, I might have gone, you know, against that. But it was the smartest thing to do is to put Dan up. Like, who else would I put up, you know?
Right.
And I wish at this point I wish that he did freaking use it.
The other thing is I started seeing some of those confrontations in the recap portion at the beginning and remembering what great drama and great BB seasons we have had until the last 2 years. We really haven't had anything to compare with what has happened, you know?
Yeah, I think like our BB10 was a very volatile season from the beginning to the end. There was never a quiet time in that house. There was never not a moment that there wasn't fighting or people feuding. And to watch them now, I mean, it's like, come on, let's get some fighting going on and stuff. But you know, hopefully, you know, maybe next season we'll be all stars and bring back that powerful Big Brother that we've been waiting for the past couple of years.
I mentioned to Sheila Kennedy your idea that you had about doing something from each season during each week of the All-Star season, if they have one, and she loved the idea.
I mean, I think it's a great idea, and I think it would work out really good, and it would just do a lot of different, like, it would flip the house, you know, if you had an idea, okay, this person's leaving, well, you don't know, because you never know what's going to be around that next corner, and I think it would be great, but hopefully it'll get to the right ears, and maybe they'll do something with it. But I don't mean to cut it short, you guys, but I have got to go. I already have people waiting for me, unfortunately. But
I'm glad you enjoyed a walk down memory lane.
Oh, I loved it. Honestly, like, it felt like I was right there, like, listening to it. I felt like I was right back into that house, being crazy and nuts and all that other good stuff all rolled into one. So you know, that's why it's like, you got to bring me back in the house. What else can I do or say, or how many times am I going to turn my back in the diary room? Like, come on.
You need to be back there in All Stars.
But, okay, everybody, let's get a path going or something. Let's get, you know, signatures on this and get All Stars next season and bring me back. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Have a great time, Michelle.
Well, I love you all, and kisses, and I will talk to you guys all on Twitter and Facebook, and let's just hope Danny wins. And, well, I should say Danny stays and then wins H-O-H right after and takes out, you know, who she needs to. So, bye, everybody. I love you guys.
You take care. Have fun, Michelle.
She left us.
Yeah,
she's a busy lady.
Yeah, she.
I was glad I was able to get those clips in for her because I think it was fun to listen to and to reminisce for me as well.
I got
for all
pimples.
Of us.
I remember.
Great clips, Paul.
Paul, you did great work.
Well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and play another promo for another event coming up shortly after Vegas. And this one is on the East Coast. This is another great event that will be coming up in October. And I know that there's events coming up everywhere right now, but this one is also very important. This is the Reality Rescue. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is April with the Reality Rescue 2 Festival. It's going to be held October 15th in Glen Allen, Virginia. We're doing it for Southern Comfort Animal Rescue, which is a wonderful rescue group out of Georgia. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. And we're going to have over 100 reality stars attending. Regular tickets are $50. You can purchase them online. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. Thank you for your support.
Okay, and with that, certainly hope all of you will be either going to or watching via live feeds the Vegas Bash. I'll be attending. If you can't attend, you can get the live feeds and watch us online. There will be live feeds from the Vegas Bash. So if you're not going to be there, get your live feeds, and we'll give you shout-outs and say hi and watch us online. With that being said, I think we're going to go ahead and close out the show. Thank you all for joining us. I want to remind everyone to be here on Thursday night with Cowboy at the Roundtable Show. LaJuan is going to be there with us on the Roundtable. First time on our show. He is such a sweetheart. I talked to him on the phone. This is going to be a big show, so be there. It's going to be a blast. He is such a sweetheart. Can't wait to talk to him and hear his story and hear how he feels about how he left and all of that good stuff. So be there with Cowboy and LaJuan on Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great night. We'll see you on Thursday. Take care, everyone.
And this show was brought to you by the Rad Reality Show. And this show, and I'm the host, Ron Rad, and you've listened to the Rad Reality Show. God bless you guys. Come back Thursday. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Take care. God bless.
Night.